This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Just thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. Thanking God for being the people that God is calling for. We're a holy people, keeping the commandments of God. We're being taught to walk upright, to kill the old man, and to continue in the teaching to maintain our salvation. And now I present unto you one that do and teach the commandments of God, our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. To our elders, missionary deacons, and all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. Glad for this door that's open to us. We're going to talk about a mind to work today. Before we get into that thought, we're going to hear the song, Blameless.
Required of men, fear God and keep all of His commands. Obey the voice of the Son of Man, His anointed, that leads the sheep by the Spirit of God, and just the sheep by the Word. Yes, Lord, I am
sinking.
Wash me clean,
full of soap.
My God, in whom I delight.
Make me whole.
Purify
my soul.
I'll be holy.
That which you're calling for.
Make perfect.
Without spot or wrinkle.
And be righteous.
As in the days of old.
That's what we strive for here, 425 Laconia Boulevard, to please Him. Deacon Debbie, our announcement.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime, area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our number by the choir, Blameless. That's what our strive is here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep them for this before and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. We believe the scripture, that's how we believe on the Lord, according to what's written. That's how the Lord came, according to what was written. A mind to work is the thought. We're in our last day of fasting before appreciation. If you didn't get all that you had to say in your fasting, you can yet pray. Isn't that beautiful? If we're yet praying, God will consume everything that's not like him out of our lives, and he will do that. Our job is to work with him and consume everything that's not like him. A mind to work. Isn't that beautiful? So Nehemiah 4:1. When you got a mind to work, a mind to live for God, guess who's there? They call him Beelzebub. They call him Satan.
Yes, they did.
He's the devil. Yeah, he's there.
That's right, Pastor.
When the eagle is there, he's the eagle too. He's there. Nehemiah 4:1, Deacon.
But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the
wall. Now, Sanballat is yet Satan.
Yes.
There's a similarity there now. San. Say. Satan.
Yes.
It's like, what was the one that got hung on the gallows? Haman. Then you got Hitler. It's the same thing. Same father.
All right,
same
Pastor.
One. You're saying Sanballat, we were talking about Pharaoh.
Yes, all of that.
We're talking about, what's the one over there and the other one?
Osama.
Nebuchadnezzar. Talking about him too.
Yes.
These are rulers.
Yes, they are.
And what ruler rules but a God?
Mm-hmm.
And the one that rules us is God.
Yes.
Of gods. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we bought what?
He was wroth and took great indignation. And mocked
anytime
Jews.
You strive to live for God, here come mother, father, sister, brother, somebody. Oh, you're going to try to do it, huh? You think you can do it, huh? You're going to live perfect now. You can do that now. I want to mock you.
Right.
That's the devil, because the devil want to discourage us.
Yes.
In our mind to work. The enemy is coming.
Yes.
What?
Yes. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves?
Well, now they don't. When Pastor, at least we got presents. We told the kids wasn't no Santa Claus. They don't observe Christmas at all now. They gonna get more holy. They gonna get more holy than pastor and teacher. They don't get together at all. They don't get together with God. It's them. It's not us. This door's open to anybody. No one wanted to come over and help build those walls, because there's a wall separating us from people.
Yes,
that's what this is all about. Mind we're working on is a separation that devil cannot penetrate. It's for, guess what else that wall is for? So you can't get out and get over in that untouched tree we don't want to touch over there. Isn't that beautiful?
Go ahead, Pastor.
Adam had a wall there. He couldn't have got out to get that tree. We need a wall here. Yes. It's called the walls of Jerusalem. Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
Build up our minds. Read.
Beautiful. Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day?
What?
Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned?
So the enemy comes to kind of discourage. Instead of saying, you know what? You want to live for God? I wish I had a mind like you got. You go ahead. I'm pulling for you.
Yes.
Now God wants to see that. Yes. In other words, if you can get God, go for it. Because I wouldn't mind having God myself. Who don't like a mind like that?
Right.
Six verse says what?
Yes, six says, so build we the wall.
So
built we
the wall.
And all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof.
Why?
For the people had a mind to
we
work.
We got a mind to work.
Yes.
We can build this wall where the enemy cannot penetrate. It's the enemy that want to destroy that. But we got to have a mind.
Yes.
We have a mind today. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Philippians 2 and 5. What you got a mind for? Like the Lord has. Got a mind.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have a mind for? To please the Father.
All right, all right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
That's the mind you have to have today to make this journey.
All right.
Philippians 2 and 5, what does it say?
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
What?
Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
But read that again.
Yes, Pastor. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
What?
Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
But the eighth verse says what?
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
So when you die to that cross, when you die to the cross that God is talking about, that's your hedge.
Yes.
That's your wall. That's how you build up Jerusalem. The more you die, the stronger your wall gets.
Yes. Right.
When you're not dead to sin, your wall is not built. But we want to have a mind to build the wall. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 9 and 4. Let's go there.
Yes.
Mind to work and a mind to die. Same thing. You want to die out of things, you want to build up the wall as your mind so that you cannot get to it and it can't get to us. Isn't that
beautiful?
9 and 4, what does it say?
I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day.
What?
The night cometh when no man can work.
In other words, you cannot work in the dark. You know how we know that? Because even when you have night work, you have to have light. You cannot work in the dark.
Yes.
You can't. And if you're in sin, you can't please God. You can't build a wall. You can't work when you're doing wrong. You can only work when you're doing what's right. You might fool the ones that see you, but you can't fool God.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read it again.
Yes.
I must work
the works of him that sent me while it is day.
Mm-hmm.
The night cometh when no man can work.
So when your wall is in, when you get easily offended, when you can't take anything, when you can't take correction and adjustment, your wall is pretty thin. It ain't built. But God want to fortify that wall so the enemy can't come and just penetrate you with every little thing. I don't like the way you talk to me. I don't like where you placed me. I don't like what you did. But here we were chosen to take.
Yes.
And what we take, you can't even take good instruction, something will help us. We can't take it.
Yes.
How are we going to take what the enemy out there do to us?
Yes.
And then out there is the devil, period, because he's everywhere. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Beautiful.
Read the 10th verse, 10th chapter, 10 and 24. What does that say?
Yes.
You can't work unless you're in the light.
Yes.
That's what we're working for.
Yes.
To work the works of God in the light. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
10 and 24, what does it say?
Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly.
Tell us, what's going on with, where you go, why y'all go over there? Tell us plainly, what it's all about? Are you Christians or not? Yeah, followers of Christ, following the word.
Yes.
They couldn't understand who he was. Why? Because they were in darkness.
Right.
They couldn't do the work of God to believe him, because the work is to believe.
Yes.
They couldn't believe him because they were in darkness. They said, who are you? Well, tell us plainly. Dude, what did it say?
Yes. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of
so
me.
So he was doing the work of having no gods, not making graves. That's the work he was doing.
Yes.
But they were in darkness. They couldn't see it.
That's right.
And you can't see it either. If you're not doing it, you can't see it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Make it plain.
The works I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Let's go to Revelations 19 and 12.
All right. Yes.
The Father has works, and those works are in his name.
Yes. It ain't in the
name G-O-D. And it's not in the name J-E-S-U-S. Not in it either. Mm-hmm. It's in 10 precepts, which is called W-O-R-D.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? Many wonderful works. 19:11, what does it say?
19:11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true.
Mm-hmm.
And in righteousness he doth judge. And
so God judges and make war in righteousness. Now the scripture tells us it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments.
All right.
That's God's righteousness. And that's what God judges every man out of. How you do it, if you don't do it, you're going to get judged by it. Isn't that beautiful to know that?
What? His eyes were as a flame of fire, mm-hmm. and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
Isn't that beautiful? No man knew this name but God. None of the prophets knew it. From the beginning, they didn't know this name. Only God knew it. Mm-hmm. But we understand, once Gabriel, the man Gabriel told us, that must have been God, because
yes.
no man knew it
yes.
until he got in the body of the angel Gabriel
yes.
and became a man and told Mary. Isn't
right.
that beautiful?
Right.
Go name his name Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Read.
Beautiful. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood.
What?
And his name is called the Word of God.
So his name is called the Word. He said, many wonderful works have I done in my Father's name. So everything he did he go through the cornfields and told him how to do that on the Sabbath day?
Yes.
How to observe it?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 John 2 and 7.
All right.
The Word is the Father. Because the scripture says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God and the Word was with God, right? So Father is the Word.
All right,
1 John 2 and 7 says what?
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which he had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which he had.
That's the word. And those works there, we have to perform that. Isn't that beautiful? That's the work of God. So when you violate the works, you don't have a mind. It's having the mind to complete that journey. Isn't that beautiful? Because that's a work. Let's go to St. John 10:25. Let's go back there.
Beautiful.
See what they said. Well, quote what the Lord said. Let's quote what he said.
Yes.
And let's read with understanding.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's rightly divide this word of truth.
Yes.
St. John 10:25.
Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they
all the works
bear witness of
so
me.
So he was doing all. On the Sabbath day, he showed them how to observe the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
They were offended because they were in darkness and they had no works. Their works were of darkness. And when you're in darkness, you can't work.
Right.
Not God's work.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Read the 27th verse. What does it say?
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
But the word was talking, as I say many times, if that don't convict anyone, and let them know, well, wait a minute, what? I want to know about these gods, because now I don't covet, and I don't steal and commit adultery. I don't do none of those things. I don't do that. Now that I know, but who is this father and mother? Who the mother? And what is this Sabbath day? These are the things we're going to find out. Because when you eliminate the gods, you get the rest of them all done. When you eliminate the gods, you eliminate yourself. You eliminate everything. Because anything can be a god. That's what the word is all about. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
To know that? Read.
Yes. And I give unto them eternal life.
What?
And they shall never.
How many have received
perish.
That eternal life? But like I say, Adam had eternal life in the garden. But what Adam didn't have was a hedge around
mm-hmm.
his mind.
All right. Beautiful.
So that the enemy couldn't penetrate him and make him go outside that wall and go and touch the tree and eat of the tree. This is what we have a mind to the work.
Yes.
When you see one another's doing stuff that ain't right, you should be able to tell them about that. Because you're building yourself up as well as helping them. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
You read the down to 32. Go ahead.
No, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish.
What?
Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
Man is not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Man can't.
That's right.
It's the devil that used that man, whether ye be the man or somebody else.
Right.
It's the devil. It ain't man. It's the devil. Because
right.
man don't have no power over gods.
Right.
Not the little one, not over the ball, over the small, over the God.
Right.
And God don't put more over us that he would have more power over us than we can handle. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And all powers are of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Read.
My Father, which gave them me, and no is greater than all.
Mm-hmm.
No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
What?
I and my Father are one.
He didn't say, I and my Father, we both gods. Mm-hmm. We both God. He didn't say that.
No, we did not.
He said we're one. Now are we one?
Yes.
We God? Are we God? No, because God is not a son.
Beautiful.
God became a son.
Yes.
He took on flesh. But when he was in the flesh, he wasn't God. I mean, he was God, but you know, he was son.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, read.
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
Yes. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For
so
me, which of those works do you
stone? Seen the Father's works. Now, why would you want to stone anybody that is striving to get rid of God? You say, you can't live perfect. You can't do that. Well, what's wrong with trying? What's wrong with that? Why would you stone me for trying?
That's right.
Why would you stone me or badge me saying, you can't get rid of God, but I'm striving to do that.
Right.
Shouldn't I try?
Yes.
I'm striving not to make any graven image. You can't do that. Why would you say, you know what, I'm praying that you can do that.
Yes. Right.
And then you would tell them, well, you know, the scripture says you can do all things through Christ,
right?
That's God's word. And on and on and on. What about your stone? Which one? Oh, because we go to church on the Sabbath, you go stone us, and you go to, you have your rest day on the first day of the week. I'm not stoning you. I'm just telling you what the truth is.
Right. Yes.
I'm just telling you what the scripture says. I don't read you in the scripture first day of the week worshiping or rest day. I read Sabbath as the seventh day, as the day of rest.
Right.
Now again, you can worship. We worship God 24/7. And you can have a worship service, any kind of service, any day you want. But the day of rest is the seventh day.
Yes.
You won't have to have no services on that day if they don't want to have no services. But why wouldn't you?
Right.
On the day, because the other days you're working pretty much on 6 days.
Yes.
You, at least you can. So why not come down on the day that God provided to rest?
Yes.
The seventh day. And that's what we do. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Read.
The Jews answered him saying, for a good work, we stone thee not,
mm-hmm.
but for blasphemy, and because thou, being a man, makest thyself God.
Let's go to 2 Chronicles.
2 Chronicles.
20
mm-hmm.
and 20.
Beautiful. Yes.
You want to work for God? You want to work on the building?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Here's how you do it.
All right.
I'm just telling you what we're building up.
Yes, Pastor.
Because that's the only thing that ain't coming for your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming for nothing else. If your mind ain't sanctified, he's going to penetrate it. If your mind is not striving to build the wall, he's going to penetrate.
Yes.
He ain't going to get you.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Beautiful to know it.
2 Chronicles 20 and 20.
And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah,
mm-hmm.
and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established.
In other words, believe in the word. Believe in the system. Believe in the principles. Believe that this is God. Believe in it. Believe in honoring the father and the mother. If you honor the father, we're going to honor all of these. If you honor the mother, all of those. It's all the same. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Believe in the Lord your God, so mm-hmm. shall ye be established.
Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper.
So if we want to prosper and get this wall built, you got to follow the instructions God has given through his anointing. You have to. That was the whole parable about the stats that Noah had. The ark that Noah built and everything that Moses built in the servitude. Everything he had, the tables, everything, had to be followed by a plan. Or it wasn't right. They varied from those plans and then it made those plans gods. Made the traditions the doctrine. It's not the doctrine. That's just the servitude. We have to do that anymore.
No.
Lord said, this is the New Testament in my blood. So
right.
things change.
Yes.
After that, you never saw Paul go any more back to Jerusalem as far as observing it as the Passover.
Mm-hmm.
If they went back there, they would have straightened them out and said, he's come. This is not needed anymore.
Right.
Because they still went there. But it was to bring knowledge like he did at Pentecost. Mm-hmm. God brought them knowledge.
Yes.
These are my witnesses. I've come and I'm gone.
Yes.
Follow them. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Let's go to Jeremiah 3:15.
All right, Pastor. Yes.
Many wonderful works God have given in his name.
Mm-hmm.
And all those that come in his name, the work they're doing is to give knowledge and understanding so that we might do the work to believe. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
You believe you can come out of anything.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? According to your faith,
yes.
Jeremiah 3:15, what does it say?
And I will give you pastors according to mine heart.
Do we believe God or not?
Yes. Yes.
I don't care where anyone in this universe is located. They're located, it's a desire of their own to be there.
Yes.
Other words, if you desire to rob and kill, that's why you in San Quentin.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because of your desire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the route that got you there.
Mm-hmm.
God fulfills the desire of every living creature. There's not a creature that may have a mind to live for God and will get blown up in a bomb. Because God will make a way that we get out of
there.
That's
right. Because
that's what God is showing us.
Yes.
Everyone is destroyed because they don't want to work on the building. They don't want to love God. If anybody would have a mind, he says, not his will. He won't make a way you get saved. Because every man must be born again. That beautiful? So he went to heaven. He was just a little child. That little child was going to go up and meet Hitler, evidently, because God said,
right.
No, you're going.
Right.
You're destroyed right
That's
this
right.
day.
That's right.
They never saw life. It might be blessing.
Right.
Because
right.
many that see life destroy many lives.
Yes.
All
yes.
right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go
yes.
to St. John 4 mm-hmm. and 19.
All right, Pastor. Beautiful. Yes.
Most beautiful.
Traditional scriptures. Mm-hmm. But we're going to say it in a way to give it a little bit more understanding, hopefully.
Yes.
Listen, you can read these scriptures have been read more than anything in life.
Yes, Pastor.
Ever since the beginning of time, they're reading the scriptures. We ain't doing anything. We're doing the same thing. We come behind them. They ate eggs. We eat eggs. Isn't that beautiful? Can you say, I did something new? No, you didn't.
All right,
same. Everybody do the same thing. Just go through the exercise.
Yes.
Now, this is the Godhead. This is the system God got. To get to heaven, you got to go through the system.
Yes.
That's the Godhead
yes.
that God provided.
Beautiful.
That
yes.
cranks you out into the creature you need to be with God.
Yes.
Don't get through the system, won't be with him.
All right.
4:19, Luke.
The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, Pastor.
Let's go back. Thank God. I was reading the scripture.
Yes, Pastor.
And I was wondering why I wouldn't read what you read. I was in Luke, and I meant St. John. St. John 4:19. And
yes.
when I said St. John 4:19, that's what I said.
Yes,
but I was looking at Luke. And I could not tell.
Look
at man, I can't.
Realize it.
Thank God. Let's read it again.
All right, Pastor. 4:19.
St. John
4:19. Yes, Pastor. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet.
Thank God.
Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where
he
men
was teaching
ought to
her.
Worship.
He was giving her spiritual understanding.
Mm-hmm.
All she had to do was believe.
Yes.
Because she was thinking about the natural.
Yes.
She was in darkness. She couldn't see the works of God.
Mm-hmm.
His job was to teach and give understanding of God.
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
Yes, Pastor. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship
the
Father.
That. It ain't about this mountain nor at Jerusalem. So even though the scribes, the apostles went back for Pentecost, they had to go back to bring knowledge.
All right.
Because they knew it wasn't about worshiping in that mountain.
Correct.
They didn't go down there at the Wailing Wall stuffing, papers inside the walls. They have papers. Stuffing papers in the walls. They weren't doing that. Why would they do that today? Why would you advance backwards?
All right. Exactly.
You know, We went to Israel.
Yes, we did.
And we sat way in the back.
Yes, we did.
And out of the wailing wall, it was hot. The sun was beaming hot. But they were standing there going back and forth with that wall. Okay.
They were
busting. I wasn't doing that one. We have to teach the people.
Teach the people.
Be example. You have to be example. It's hot. I'm praying right here. Go stuff it and write it. Go write it out. God know what you're thinking. What you going to write it out for?
Exactly.
Well, this is true. Read.
Yes. Ye worship, ye know not
what. They don't know what they're worshiping. A tradition.
Yes.
It's not God. And many things these churches do, just traditions. It don't have anything to do with worshiping God. God's about sincerity and truth, humbleness, and repentance. That's what God's all about. Read. Thank God.
We know what we worship.
We know what we worship.
For
you think you don't know? The scripture tell you.
Yes.
I know we know, because I can see. Now, the reason why ones can't, because they're blind. And if they're blind, if God don't give you sight, what can you do but moveon.com, right?
Yes.
Read.
For salvation is of the Jews.
Salvation is of the Jews. Mm-hmm. Why won't the Christians say it loud and clear?
All right.
Salvation is of the Jews. Because that's who we are.
All right.
That's it. So the Jews. For those that have been circumcised in spirit.
Yes.
Beautiful.
The Jew that got that wall of Jerusalem built.
All right.
When the enemy can't penetrate. That's the Jew.
Yes.
And we shouldn't be ashamed to say it. I ain't ashamed to say it. I'll say it if I'm a Jew. One of the members the other day met, found out one of their supervisors happened to be Jewish. I said, that's beautiful. She said, I'm Jewish. He said, no, you're not Jewish. She said, yeah, I am. He said, okay. She said, we keep God's commandments. He said, well, what?
I said, do you keep God's commandments? He said, I believe in God.
He said, I believe in God. Well, now, the thing is, that is God. But, he was wrapping these things around his head. He had to wrap some things around for prayer. And all those three times a day. When the scripture tells you shouldn't cease to pray. You're always praying.
Right.
You meditate, talking to God back and forth.
Yes, Pastor.
Yes.
It's not about the spiritual. I mean, the natural. It's the spiritual.
Yes.
Read.
But the hour cometh, and now is.
What?
When the true worshipers shall worship.
Yeah, because many people worship.
Mm-hmm.
But the true worshipers worship what?
Shall worship the Father in spirit.
In
and
the
in truth.
Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
What?
For the Father seeketh such to worship him.
God worship is the Father in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
In the spirit. Yes, Pastor. And in truth.
And in truth.
Yes. For the Father seeketh such to worship him.
You have to have a mind to do it. The spirit to want to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
That's truth. Thy word is truth, right? And that's the word. That beautiful know that? All right, let's read down to 24.
I didn't read 24.
All right, let's go to 6 and 26. Thanks, John.
Yes, Pastor.
Now, don't get that confused with Luke now.
All
6
right, beautiful. Beautiful.
And
yes.
26.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled.
So we want to have a mind. And God got many ways to draw us and to deal with us. We have a mind always looking for the natural and always looking for something. God, do this.
Yes,
what about saying, Lord, what can I do for to please you? Because
yes.
I want to go back with you.
Yes.
But always because of the miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God can zap every one of us into perfection just like that, right?
Right.
That don't prove you love God, but what are you willing to give up? That's what we work on. That's how you build the wall. If you ain't building the wall, you're not doing the work for God.
Yes.
How many are willing to tear down the old ways we have?
Yes,
tear it down.
Thank God.
Those subtle things we do. We do without even thinking. Can't keep our eyes on the right subject.
Yes, Pastor.
We don't want to be doing stuff like that.
No.
Bated breath. Read.
Yes. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto
natural things.
Everlasting
life. That's not what we're laboring for.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that. I don't mean that we're not laboring to buy things we like. They ain't talking about that. But that's not our labor. That is not our point while we're here. We're here to be saved and to go back with God, right? In order to do that, we have to let other things go along this journey.
Yes.
And it gets, as you let them go, it gets better. It gets lighter.
Yes.
Beautiful.
You can't travel trying to hold on to the world and God. It don't work like that. Got to have that mind willing to give it up.
Yes.
Read.
Which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed.
That's a matter of believing.
Beautiful.
Because what is the point? If God can't help us get there through his anointing, what's the point?
Right.
Read.
Yes. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God?
What do you want me to do? That's the question. What do you want me to do?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime, area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.